Okay, good morning. 7:30 on 7:29:17. 7:30 a.m. Saturday, July the 29th, 2017. So, yeah, yesterday did not... yesterday, my willpower was not up to my ambition. So, I got some words. I didn't get enough words. I didn't even get half as many words as I needed for the day. So I'm looking at the day 5K short. And already feeling demoralized. I worked for an hour this morning and only got 500 words. Now granted, that's more than 500 words more than I had when I went to bed last night. The story is moving along. It's just like, feels like pulling teeth. Beginnings are easy, endings are easy. Middles are wading through molasses. And I'm clearly into the middle of the story, and I don't know where it's going. Saturday morning, 7:30, they're banging on the... banging on the metal concrete forms. How about the people who live in these condos around here? They're just ecstatic. So after my weigh-in a couple of weeks ago, it's actually just Tuesday of last week, I think, and discovered that I had lost 22 pounds. I had dropped my A1C down. I've sort of been going a little crazy on the diet. I've sort of been going a little bit off the leash. Or at least I felt like I was going off the leash. The reality is, yeah, there's been a couple of days where I got a little crazy. But for the most part, I'm still eating the same way I did before. Which is good. This is a good thing. Because while my A1C now is below the diagnostic threshold, the reality is, if I start eating the way I did before, if I put the weight back on, then my A1C is going to be back up to 8. And then we're going to have to start talking about medication again. So I ran up this morning, I got my, had my peanut butter toast, and luckily I have a fresh jar of Adam's Natural Peanut Butter, contents, peanuts, because I used up the last bit. The only problem with this peanut butter is that the top part of the jar is really soft and creamy and yummy. Because it's where most of the oil is. The bottom part of the jar, not so much. I suppose what I should do is store one in my pantry, lid down, so the oil has a chance to seep up to the bottom. So I have my peanut butter toast this morning. 5:30. And, you know, I did a little bit of housekeeping, online housekeeping, banning a bunch of spammers and doing a little bit of Facebook management, etc. Checked my news feeds, which I have not done. I have not done in a long time. Because it's browser-based. And so I didn't have that tab open for like the last 3 or 4 months. which is like crazy. No, actually, it was not crazy. It was just, it was an oversight. It was supposed to be that I had restarted my browser. I had restarted Chrome. I hadn't restarted that tab. This guy with his poodle is just finishing his run, I guess. Heading down the side street. So, yeah, last night I was helping a friend, Doreen, suss out the problem with her newsfeed. And I realized that I didn't have Feedly. I wasn't even logged into Feedly anymore. I was like, oh, really? This is odd. So I opened it up, and yeah, it's full of. Because it keeps aggregating even though I'm not reading. So I went through and I marked all as read down through the list. A lot of it was stuff I'm already aware of. The part that's most important to me is the weather. And according to the weather, we're going to have rain here this morning. Sometime after 10 o'clock. There's a chance of showers early, and it feels like it. So anyway, I was looking at Feedly. So I got a chance to check in this morning to the new news. I had a couple new feeds. Added The Guardian, already had BBC. So I added three. I can't remember what the third one was. Good morning. Go ahead.
Across the street.
This intersection in the city. It's the first time I've run into a conflict with another pedestrian. So, yeah, I added the New York Times, I added Guardian. What else did I add? There was another one. That was the BBC. I thought I already had the BBC, but maybe not. Anyway, I had a few new feeds, so I had some new news to look at this morning. It's interesting to compare what sources like the BBC and Al Jazeera say compared to what the New York Times or Reuters US says. Reuters is interesting because you can subscribe to a bunch of different feeds. And so I have U.S. news, I have international news, business news, technology news, the oddly enough feed, which is frequently quite odd. So I spent a little time there this morning. And I got I did get 500 words before 7 o'clock popped up. And the alarm said, hey, you, dude, walk, go. Do it now. Almost didn't do it. My legs are tired. My legs have been tired and achy for the last couple of days. But I'm going to push through. I haven't missed many days this month. I know I missed at least one. I'd have to go back and look to see what other days I might have missed, but Tuesday is the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Where a bunch of us are going to try to podcast every day, all month long. Now, for me, it's a question of, can I manage to not skip a day that's already been planned? For some of these guys, it's, okay, we don't do daily podcasts, but for August, we're going to. So that's going to be a challenge. Most of them are also doing very short podcasts. Three to five minutes is what they're asking people to do. Yeah, well, I'm not going to cut this down because I'm going to be out. I'm going to be walking anyway. I may as well do it. Say it with me. Monk post. Garage sale day here. Lots of activity here in the neighborhood in this corner, which is usually dead quiet. This guy getting his lawnmower ready to go. Lawn sale across the street. There's stuff happening. Happening, snapping. Comes a lady with her ponytail swinging. Good morning. They don't usually see a woman with gray hair with long ponytails. She looks very fit. She's wearing a 2015 soccer shirt. And her ponytail swings in the breeze. Very neat, very... very interesting look. It's not something I see a lot of. And she managed to just pull it off, I think, on somebody without a certain level of panache, that kind of ponytail swinging in the breeze would be trying too hard or looking too young or whatever, but for her, it worked very well. It was intriguing. At any rate, think about it now, I don't really see that many ponytails, period. I used to see them a lot, but not anymore. I don't know what was more interesting, the fact that it was a ponytail or the fact that it was gray. So anyway, yeah, I'm off to a really slow start here on Novelrama. Part of me is saying, well, yeah, if you do 10,000 words a day, though, then you could be back on track by the end of day Sunday. morning. Good morning. The lady with her little Scotty dog. Just has a smile and wave. I sometimes wonder what the people think when they see me walking by. After all these years, I'm pretty much a regular. I'm sort of a fixture. It's like when I was taking my daughter to school. My daughters to school for a long time. I'd make that trek across town in the morning, and there's this guy with a wide-brimmed leather hat and a walking staff. I always saw him at about the same place at about the same time every morning. Every morning. Rain, snow, sleet. Sometimes in a poncho. Sometimes in a t-shirt. Him and his dog. Sometimes he had a small auxiliary dog. He had a smaller dog that walked alongside them. So you see the three of them, the little dog, the bigger dog, and then the guy with his walking staff. And I got so that we would look for him in the morning. It's like, okay, where are we on time? Well, he's on time, so we must be. I wonder how many of them have noticed. I'm not the man I used to be. I wonder what they think about the old gray beard making this trek around the neighborhood. Of course, I'm not consistent enough on time. I'm not always out here at exactly the same time. Some days I'm early, some days I'm a little late. The advantage, the boon and the bane of working for myself, the boon and the bane. Because I can walk when I want to, and unfortunately that means I can walk when I want to. And the challenge is to walk when I don't want to. Which was actually this morning, because my legs are tired. I need to figure out what to do with the buildup of lactic acid. Because 2 miles in the morning, 2 miles in the evening, I think I'm giving my legs exactly enough time to recover. It's not like I'm walking hard. It's not like I'm walking real fast. It's not like I'm doing race walking or anything. I'm doing about 3 miles an hour. So the miles are about 20 minutes, which is why this podcast comes in at around 20 minutes. I usually start it just a little bit past a half mile, just a little bit past the halfway mark. Like a mile and a tenth is where that stop sign is. It's not quite exactly 2 miles. I mean, the walk is 2 miles, but it's not exactly halfway, although it's very close. Hydration, I think. But anyway, I'm back. I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.